From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a New Year's massacre in Istanbul. At least 35 people have been killed and 40 others wounded when an attacker opened fire in a crowded nightclub packed with New Year's revelers. Istanbul's governor Vasip Sakin said the incident was a terror attack but did not specify who might have carried it out. Sakin told reporters at the scene that a terrorist with a long-range weapon brutally and savagely carried out this incident by firing bullets on innocent people who were there solely to celebrate the new year and have fun. Security measures had been heightened in major Turkish cities, with police barring traffic leading up to key squares in Istanbul and the capital, Ankara. Ankara and Istanbul have been targeted by several attacks in 2016 carried out by the Islamic State group or Kurdish rebels. At least 180 people died in those attacks. Meanwhile, President Barack Obama was briefed on the attack, and the White House said in a statement that the president expressed condolences for the innocent lives lost and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities as they needed it. At least 28 people were killed and 54 others wounded when a pair of suicide bombings occurred minutes apart in a central Baghdad market on Saturday. The twin attacks hit Al-Sinak market. It sells car accessories, food, clothes, as well as agricultural seeds and machinery. Iraqi officials say that minutes after the first suicide bomber detonated his explosives-laden belt, the second one struck. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. For more, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution endorsing the ceasefire deal in Syria that was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The resolution expresses support for a roadmap to peace, starting with a transitional government, and calls for rapid, safe, and unhindered access to deliver humanitarian aid throughout Syria. Michelle Sisson, the deputy U.S. representative to the United Nations, says that the Council must make sure the ceasefire holds before giving its full endorsement to the peace plan.
We have voted in favor of this resolution because it strikes the right balance, cautious optimism and support, predicated on hope, but tempered by a realistic need to wait to see how this arrangement is implemented before casting the full weight of the Security Council behind it.
Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. Conflict monitors said that warplanes were pounding rebel-held villages and towns northwest of Damascus in the strategically important Barada Valley. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had no immediate reports on casualties. Before the attack in Istanbul, New Year's celebrations had continued across the world with fireworks, parties, and other festivities, despite tight security. Huge fireworks displays were held in Sydney, Hong Kong, Moscow, Athens, Berlin, and London. At the Vatican, Pope Francis told those gathered that though the world celebrates youth and vitality, it must also make a way for young people to succeed. He said, at the same time, paradoxically, we have condemned our young people to have no place in society because we have slowly pushed them to the margins of public life, forcing them to migrate or to beg for jobs that no longer exist or fail to promise them a future. In New York City, meanwhile, huge dump trucks filled with sand have been parked near Times Square to protect celebrants from vehicle attacks. Brooke Muse is one of those waiting for midnight.
I think that they're doing a great job of keeping everybody here. Honestly, I can't say it, you know. It's not that I don't feel safe. It's just that I can't predict what will happen.
An estimated 2 million people are expected to watch the giant crystal ball drop in Times Square. Outgoing UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will flip the switch that starts the ball's descent. And joint funerals are going to be held for the late Carrie Fisher, the star of Star Wars, and her mother Debbie Reynolds. Fisher and Reynolds both died one day apart earlier this week. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.